From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that last week, after opening a few weeks ago, all but two of the 25 rooms at the Galvin Civic Motel in Greenport are occupied. In March 2018, the Galvin Foundation bought the former Sunset Motel on Route 9 and has been remodeling and getting site plan approval since then to house local homeless individuals and families. The foundation is partnering with Columbia County Social Services to provide on-site social and mental health services. Commissioner Robert Gibson said, and I quote, "We're excited to provide more intensive services like this so we can help people get back on their feet more quickly," end quote. Rooms go for $85 per night. The Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties provides two full-time case managers to residents. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union, a safety reminder to anyone using a tractor to mow a field one last time this fall. On September 28th, 86-year-old Bernard Jutkowski was riding a tractor towing a brush hog and mowing at the Jutkowski farm in the town of Clabrick. At one point, he got off and turned off the tractor, but it remained in gear. Getting back on, it started to move, and Jutkowski was run over by the rear tire. His 48-year-old son, Jay Jutkowski, standing next to the tractor, was also run over. They both ended up at Albany Medical Center, where they are in critical but stable condition. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo said September 28th that state police will increase patrols at synagogues and other religious centers in New York for the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur holidays. Rosh Hashanah began at sunset September 29th and ends Tuesday, October 1st, marks the start of the Jewish New Year 5780. Yom Kippur begins in the evening of October 8th and ends the next evening. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We will not allow the cowards who contributed to the recent rash of hateful acts against the Jewish community and other groups to intimidate or divide us," end quote. The Southern Poverty Law Center hate map currently lists 47 hate groups in New York State, but only one in the Hudson Valley. That is a white nationalist group called The Right Stuff in Hopewell Junction in Dutchess County. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Village of Catskill was among the few local municipalities on the latest fiscal stress report from New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. On September 26, his office released a list of town, villages, and counties with fiscal stress designations updated with financial information through the end of last year. The city of Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County was named under, and I quote, "significant stress," end quote. City of Albany and the village of Catskill were both considered, and I quote, "susceptible to fiscal stress," end quote. According to the comptroller's office, the city of Watervliet and the town of Colony, both in Albany County, were also named as susceptible. See the link for the full report on the WGXC newsroom. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.